Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Puberty blockers are now linked to thousands of deaths and serious injuries, and this is now documented by the FDA, or the Food and Drug Administration. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me to talk about this is Matt Barber and Holly Mead. Well, we've already known just from intuition, just from common sense, that you should not be taking medication at a young age or any age that actually blocks the production of the hormone consistent with your birth sex. So in other words, you shouldn't give medication to children to block the production of testosterone if they're a boy or estrogen if they're a girl. Just makes common sense. But this is happening at an alarming increased rate. Why? Because some people are, and even the medical profession, some of the medical profession, not all, are participating in this charade. And this is dangerous, where they're saying, we're going to give this hormone to block the production of testosterone or estrogen, if you're a boy or a girl, for example. And then, at some point in time, we'll give you a high dose of the opposite hormone, if you're a boy, estrogen, if you're a girl, testosterone, and then eventually surgery so that you can identify yourself as the opposite sex. Well, the FDA is not an advocacy organization of the different issues here. It's just the FDA, and now it has documented over 41,000 adverse reactions suffered by patients who took various kinds of drugs known as Lupron, which is used as a hormone blocker. And here's the stats, Matt. There have been 25,645 reactions considered to be serious. Serious. First of all, there's 41,000 adverse reactions.
Mm-hmm.
Of those, there's more than half that are serious. And of those 41,000, there's 6,379 deaths.
How many of those?
Almost 6,500 deaths. 6,379.
Unbelievable. And we've got doctors, and really they're activists, LGBTQ activists, some parents, like the young boy out in Texas, a 7-year-old whose mom, who is a physician, Dr. Ann Gorgulis, wants to give her young 7-year-old boy puberty blockers, risking his life. Literally, the FDA tries to play it right down the middle here. They're objective. They're looking at the medical research. She's willing to risk this young boy's life, who's all boy. When he's with his dad, he's a boy, and he's even on video saying, "Mommy tells me I'm a little girl." So the mother is manipulating this poor child, and this is just one example in the state of Texas, for crying out loud, of all places.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
And unfortunately, he's been granted a reprieve, but that's just one small example of risking this boy's health and potentially even his life to try to push this radical political agenda.
You know, Dr. Michael Ladlow, he's a California-based pediatric endocrinologist, did an interview and he said that he knows of no other psychological condition that is treated by administering hormones out of alignment from their normal levels. When injected into a physically healthy body, the drug interrupts a normally functioning endocrine system and causes a condition where male or female reproductive parts produce little or no sex hormones.
Yeah.
That is not normal or healthy.
So this drug Lupron is traditionally used for treatment of prostate cancer, as it does inhibit the flow of testosterone over the prostate. The drug is also clinically approved for treatment in what's called precocious puberty, a condition where children start their various pubertal processes at an abnormally early age, and the blocker is administered for a short time, until the proper age. But what happens is it is also being prescribed off-label for the use in children. These are healthy children. They don't have prostate cancer. They don't have precocious puberty. So it's not going to be administered for some kind of medical condition. So they're using the same drug off-label to use in children who have been diagnosed, and I use that word lightly, with, quote, gender dysphoria. In other words, that means someone who is gender confused, someone who, for whatever reason, now has some identity issues in deciding whether they are content with their maleness or their femaleness. And so it's all psychological. And they are now being prescribed this kind of off-label use. This is a longer-term use in a healthy body for no medical reason at all. And as you mentioned, Holly, this Dr. Laidlaw said there's no other area where a psychological condition, and that's what we're talking about, is treated by administering hormones out of alignment with the normal levels.
Here's an example of the tragedy, Matt. I mean, you've got girls as young as 8 years old that are receiving testosterone, and teen girls as young as 13 are having their breasts removed versus through mastectomy procedures. I mean, those are children. We're taking their body parts off.
Yeah. That's criminal. That is unbelievable. And this Lupron also has been documented to create serious physical problems, blood clots, cardiovascular complications, brittle bones, faulty joints. Mm-hmm. As these kids' joints are developing,
they're sterile for the rest of their lives.
They're chemically sterilized for the rest of their lives. It's messing with their psychological state, permanent sterilization. I mean, it's just unbelievable.
Yeah, this Dr. Laidlaw says that we need to question this. Of course we do. He says there is something wrong here. Why are we using cancer drugs on kids without cancer and stopping normal puberty? Good question. Dr. Paul Huritz, another pediatric endocrinologist, he gave an interview and said that the overwhelming evidence, and I'll talk about this more, exists that the vast majority of affected children will spontaneously realign their gender identity with their biological sex when left alone. He said that the largest studies that have been done in post-transition adults continue to show rates of death by suicide that are markedly above the background population.
Other studies have shown 41% of post-transition adults commit suicide.
Yeah.
41%.
Yeah, so you've got a psychological identity issue for whatever reason. It can happen for a number of reasons. And we actually had Laura Perry on Faith and Freedom, who actually went through that, and she shared her own personal story about how her gender confusion developed and how she went through this whole hormone treatment, also went through surgeries, and then eventually gave her life to Jesus Christ and found her true identity and worth, that she was created as a woman in the image of God. She had value intrinsically because God created her and loved her and designed her to be exactly what she is. And she ended up leaving that lifestyle. She wrote a book about her transformation. And so what we know is that the studies show 85 to upwards to 90% of young children, adolescents, teens that have this gender confusion, they naturally resolve to be very content with their birth sex without any intervention at all.
Because there's some other issue going on. There's some other root cause, whether they're feeling rejected by a parent or being bullied or something else is going on. But giving them puberty blockers and surgery is not the answer.
Because it harms them permanently.
As you say, they naturally realign themselves with their natural born gender, their sex. And once a 13-year-old girl has had a mastectomy or been sterilized, that's irreversible. The damage is irreversible.
Now, I know that there's been a lot of reports out there about the millennial generation. Those are basically people born from 1986, 84 onward, in terms of being more acceptive of the LGBT agenda, if you will. However, there's also studies now that are done on the Generation Z. These are 1989 and onward, younger group, that have in 1999 and onward, a younger group that actually is less acceptive of that whole agenda. So they are changing. They're seeing some of the pain and some of the hurt, some of the deceptive, some of the bullying, aggressive tendencies of this community. pray for this country, because some of the schools are going headlong into this area, pushing this on children, and it is damaging to our youth. It ultimately has as its goal the destruction of the very concept and image of God. That really is what is at the core, creating yourself in your own image as opposed to being content with and finding your identity in God who created you in His image. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. Subscribe to our emails or our newsletters right there on the lc.org website.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.